Welcome back to Competitive Edge with me, Chris Davidson, and I'm joined on the line by Christine Angermayer from Germany. As I mentioned before the record there, Christine is the author of Words That Work, and she's an expert on ease and effectiveness in writing. In fact, her website tells us that writing is like having sex with the reader. She goes on to qualify this by explaining that writing and reading are a game of seduction, a game in which we, the business writers, have to seduce our readers to read and reread our messages, or we end up in the waste paper basket unread. So, Christine, some pretty strong words there for your business writer customers. Tell us what process, outline the process for us that you take them through in terms of changing their mindset conceptually so they're able to produce material that readers really want to engage with.
First of all, hello, Chris. Thank you for inviting me to your show. It's a pleasure for me to talk to you today. And yes, I'll kind of outline this in within a few minutes. You know, I used to work as a screenwriter and as an advertisement writer. And I learned a lot about writing from German and English and American teachers. But I found out that I missed something what they taught me. I thought that wasn't enough. And I had a pretty nice experience sitting before an hospital, and there came the sentence to my mind: writing is sex, is like having sex with a reader. And I thought, what's that? And I thought more about it, and I really found out that it's a game of seduction. That writing means seducing your reader on paper. And if we don't manage to catch them within the few words, we really get we are not read. You know,
sure.
They throw us into the waste paper basket, or they delete our emails. So the journey I take the attendance of my seminars or my coaching clients is to develop their own creativity. Everybody has this sort of creativity, so we develop the personal creativity of a human being.
Sure.
And then we try to find out what are the tricks on paper we catch the attention of the reader immediately.
Okay. And when you take them through that process, now I really like this, because you're focusing in very early on individual creativity, which I would almost bet there's a lot of business people out there that would kind of say, oh, I'm not a creative person, I just do business. You know, like a lot of people say, oh, I can't sing. Well, in fact, almost everybody can sing. They catch themselves singing to themselves in the shower. They just don't want to admit it, you know. So as you say, I think it's very important to recognize that everybody has creativity, and I quite like the idea that you focus in on that. But just tell us, what are the areas in which you find companies most need your help?
Well, first of all, I maybe you know that phenomenon that people are mostly experts in their field. They are brilliant in what they are doing the whole day, but they are not able to communicate their expertise. And so what I focus in training and where they really need help is to learn writing from the beginning on. You know, mostly everybody went to school and learned the alphabet, the 26 letters.
Sure.
But that's not all. Writing is really a craft that can be learned and that has to be learned. So that's my job, to help companies and employees or freelancers to really learning writing from the beginning on in a new way.
Okay, so the point you're making there, if I understand it correctly, is that you are making a quite a strong definitive statement that creative writing as a craft is something that can be learned. It's not just an innate skill.
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so am I right in saying that perhaps you're encouraging people to get back into touch with their sort of childhood creativity in some way?
Yes, that's right. Maybe there are some listeners who have children. I have two little children that are 4 years now in May and 2.5 years. And I really can watch their natural creativity that's bursting out in every situation during day and night. And that's really miraculous in some moments. And it reminds me of the creativity I had as a child. And maybe if I can spend a few words on that, I studied photo engineering. So I dived deep into the world of numbers, and they always frightened me. And I thank God that I found out at the age of 23 that I belong to the world of words. So I went back into this world of words. And as you can imagine, it was a very fearful way. I had fears if I could manage this to live a creative life. What would the family say who financed my studying? But I managed to deal with these fears, and so I'm leading people in my coaching sessions or seminars through these fears. Mostly it's fears they have concerning creativity.
Okay, so it's yes, I guess you're just giving them permission to let their hair down, as we say in English.
Yeah.
And just relax a bit and see what comes out, and see if anything is anything useful pops up. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Yes.
And so, just let's focus in on the sentences and the words that businesses do use, and the words that they put out there. There is one particular set of words that every business almost unconsciously floats around, and that, of course, is the information that's on the business card, isn't it? I mean, this is the ubiquitous form of communication in business, the business card. And do you have any ideas for listeners as to things that they could perhaps focus in on with their business card? Anything they could do with that piece of little cardboard real estate?
If we had just 1 minute to talk together now, I would say in one sentence, it's all about emotions and it's all about pictures. So this little card we can use in a very creative way. And Seduction with Words, as my book is called in Germany, it means really catching the heart of the customer you present your card to.
Sure.
So you just have a few seconds to get the key to his heart, as we would say here in Germany. I'm a very visual person. As I said, I studied photo engineering, so I come from the world of pictures and movies. So I would really put a focus on good style of the typing of your
typing
of your name,
The typeface, the font,
The graphical style, the quality of paper. This comes really first. It's not about wording what I say now, but this comes really first. It's the first feeling and impression readers get from your card. And what would be lovely is a short statement why you love what you make every day, you make your living with.
Sure, sure.
You know, just two or three words that give us an impression why you are the perfect man or woman at this place.
Yes, we had a marketing specialist on the show a while ago, and he was saying that it was very important to make a clear statement of the value that it is that you and your brand bring to the world, basically.
Yeah.
And so that's it's very important, as Chaka Khan would say, to demonstrate your feeling for the customer.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Competitive Edge with me, Chris Davidson, and I'm joined on the line from Germany by Christine Angermayer. Chris, we were talking before the break there about the concept of getting creative and effective and highly impactful messaging into the business writing. Perhaps you could take us through your top three tips for writing effective, impactful messages.
Okay. Yes, I can do that. The first tip I always recommend is to watch as many TV spots and listen to as many radio spots you can, because these are two fields, TV and radio. These are two fields where people really have to come to the point very directly. So TV spots and radio spots, in my opinion, they are pure seduction. They are rhythm. They are the perfect amount of words, and they have a crystal clear message. So this is my first recommendation. Watch TV spots as many as you can and listen to as many radio ads as you can.
Okay.
The second recommendation is that you then, after you have listened and watched really a lot, you take a piece of paper and you create your own spots for your product or service.
Okay, and so, just to explain there, Chris...
really find and point out the emotions and the pictures behind your product or service. For example, what is the Marlboro Man behind your product? You know, the emotion and the picture the reader has to get.
Okay.
And then play with these pictures until you find the one that really fits.
Okay, so you're not necessarily talking about words there. You're just talking about putting down onto paper the first imagery that comes to your mind. It might be a sketch, but it might be words. It might not be. Okay.
Yeah, you're completely right. As far as I experience it, if we get the emotion and the picture right, then the words follow. They fall in place in a very natural way, because we are all intelligent.
Yes? Okay.
And but we have to learn again to feel and to trust our feelings and the picture our brain comes up with.
Okay.
And then the words fall into place as far as I experience it.
Okay. And yeah, carry on. We had the third point, yeah.
You asked me to give you three tips. So,
yeah.
So I'm talking about a very unusual field now when we discuss writing. It may sound a bit strange, but it, for me, I found out that it's most important to reconnect to our own intuition, you know, to this sort of higher guidance we all have in ourselves. And for example, I experienced going into the alpha state. You might know this state. It's a bit, the frequency is a bit lower than our daily brain frequency. This is really a state where most of my customers find brilliant solutions for example, marketing campaigns. And as I said, it sounds a bit strange, but this is really a field one can really develop a personal and individual creativity very fast.
I think that this is
literature on the market. Besides,
I think this, Chris, is allied to. I hear a lot of people saying that they have the best ideas when they're in the shower.
Yeah,
and I think
right.
It's a similar thing. Their brain is completely on another topic. They are just in the shower, getting soaked by lovely warm water. Their brain is floating away somewhere, and suddenly, out of nowhere, comes this wonderful idea.
Yeah, yes, that's right. And scientific research says that our brain does naturally lowers the brain frequency during the day a few times. I don't have the correct number now at hand, but if you train, for example, the alpha state, you are a bigger amount of time each day. You are in this creative state.
Okay.
So you can train it.
Okay.
Very easy.
So let's just reprise those three top tips for writing effective, impactful messages. Watch as many TV adverts, listen to as many radio adverts as we possibly can. Pay particular attention to what you're identifying as their seduction. So we're talking about rhythm. We're talking about what it is that they do to generate the feeling in us.
Yeah.
You're saying it's the perfect combination of words and music and at the same point of time, it has a crystal clear message. So that's what we're looking for. Second point round, based on that experience, pick up a pen and paper and seek to put down on that pen and paper what it is in terms of emotion that we want our customers to connect with in terms of what it is that we are selling. And the third point that you were saying, just to encapsulate it really, was to go find out some more about the alpha state. And you're right, there is a lot of documentation about that out there, simply because that helps us focus in on the creative part of our makeup. I think that, is that a fair comment?
Yeah, that's fine.
Welcome back to Competitive Edge with me, Chris Davidson, and I'm joined on the line from Germany by Christine Angermayer. Chris, you might just like to give our listeners the URL of your website in case they would like to go and have a look at that and find out a little bit more about you.
Yes, that's in German. I say it completely before. It's www.wortediewirken.com.
.de. Okay, I'll spell
and
that. I'll spell that
now
for people.
Spell it.
Okay, so I'll spell that for you. So it's W-O-R-T-E dash D-I-E dash W-I-R-K-E-N dot D-E. So that's words that work, basically, isn't it? That would be the English translation.
Is.
Yeah. Okay. And on there, if you go to that website and click on the little union flag, then you'll be taken to the English language section of the site. Chris, I just wanted to just ask you if you would to tell us a little bit more about this idea that the difficulties that you observe people having. I mean, they've never been taught this craft of writing. And would I be right in saying that a lot of business writing, you're essentially saying that a lot of business writing would be better if it displayed more emotion rather than trying to keep the emotion buried?
Yes, that's really a point I experienced when writing with companies and analyzing their emails or mailings that go out into the world. I have the feeling that when they, when people put on their take a piece of paper or put on their computer, they tend to suppress their feelings and change into kind of robots. You know, here in Germany, you get a lot of letters from bureaus and institutions, and I really have the feeling that they are not written by human beings, but maybe by sort of robots. I know this is kind of mean what I say now, but that's really a fact, and I'm not alone with this opinion. It's no wonder why many people think their mailings or emails are so boring or so hard to write. I think it's an inner fight they fight out, and it's a fight you cannot win. We are human beings, and we think and we feel, and we always think and feel, and we have to really trust our feelings on paper too. And in my seminars and coachings, I really train people to feel again and to trust these feelings. And their writing suddenly gets, no wonder why, very emotional too. And this has nothing to do with romantic stuff or something, you know. It's important to find out what feeling do we want to evolve in our readers. Do they need the feeling of trust or of safety, of freedom? You know, it's really rather a thing of finding out what emotions do our readers need.
Buying is an emotional decision. So thank you very much. That's Chris Angermayer from Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris, thank you very much for joining us today and telling us your ideas about how business people should...